Merry Christmas. And does everybody have a candle? If you do not have a candle, if you came in and missed the basket of candles, I'm going to ask the ushers, look around, and if anybody doesn't have a candle, raise your hand if you want one. Looks like, oh, we have one over here. Bring her a candle. Oh, you have one. It fell on the floor. Okay, that was the first announcement. Second announcement is when we get ready to do communion, we have changed recently, and we will be, pay attention to the ushers, coming up by table. Those on this side, you come up and you dismiss out that way. Those on this side, you come up and you dismiss out that way. And we also have the option of individual cups or a common cup this evening. If you wish to have common cup communion, when the pastor comes, the pastor, that would be me, comes by with the individual cups, you just signal like this and make a second round, and it doesn't hardly take any extra time. Okay? Let's see, is there anything else? Ah, when you light the candles, you tip the unlit over the lit. You do not tip the lit over your neighbor's unlit candle and burn his hands with hot wax. Okay? And the ushers will be coming down the center aisle, beginning from the center to light candles. All of that being said, it's time for singing Christmas carols and hearing the Christmas story and praising our Lord Jesus. Let us begin with hymn number 379. rise to hear the words of our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Holy and gracious God, I confess that I have sinned against you this day. Some of my sin I know, the thoughts and words and deeds of which I am ashamed, but some is known only to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask forgiveness. Deliver and restore me, that I may delight in your will and walk in your ways for the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Christ, the day spring, the splendor of light everlasting. O King of the nations, the ruler they long for. O Emmanuel, our Lord and Savior, the Anointed One for all the nations and their Savior. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. We remain standing as we sing 374. Turn to our bulletins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low. And and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Let us pray. O God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament lesson for this Christmas Eve is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, beginning at verse 10. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We sing hymn number 364. The epistle lesson is taken from the first letter of John, chapter 4. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And we sing hymn number 370. For the reading of the Holy Gospel. We will sit during the music interludes in this. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. You may be seated. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." You may be seated. We continue with hymn number 368.
Thank you.
rise. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. We continue with hymn number 369. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is in the gospel lesson, verse 12. "And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." I want to ask you to think about it for a little while. If you were entering the world, had decided to do that, or just simply going to a new place, taking on a new job, taking on a position, and you wanted to be recognized by all because the whole place needed to hear about you, how would you do it? And we know around the world, those who seize power, what do? They build statues to themselves. In some countries, their face is on the money. If it was my choice, that's how I'd do it. 20-foot statues of me all over the country. And you laugh because something inside you resonates with that, right? Think then how strange it is. This one birth, this one coming into the world of this one person that actually does need to be heard about by every single man, woman, and child in the whole world. How does he do it? Born in a stable, laid in a manger, quietly done. Only a few shepherds out in the field to hear about it. Well, this is the Son of God. Shouldn't the angels be spreading out over all of the continents, blaring trumpets, yelling and shouting to every person alive? What kind of glorious entrance is this? What kind of glory is this? And what makes it even stranger is that before coming into the world, what kind of glory did he have? Angel choirs singing to him. He was the creator of the universe. And the whole human race passes on its way, not knowing that this has happened. God has stepped down out of heaven to walk on earth with us. What a strange thing. But then when you start looking deeper and deeper and deeper at it, it starts making more and more sense. He wasn't here on earth to have statues built to himself or to claim the fame of being the greatest ever. He was here for a mission and for a purpose. The Christ child comes to us, humble, born in the stable, laid in a manger, so that he can walk among us, know our sorrows and what it is to be a human being, to be tired and hungry, falling asleep in a boat out on a lake when it's tossing and turning and the whole ship could go down. And the disciples ask him, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Where is your faith?" What is this? Taking the lower place? Time after time after time. He begins doing his miracles, and some of the people that are healed, they want to spread his word all over the place, and he tells them, no. Don't tell anyone what God has done for you, because he's there for a purpose. He's on a mission. Let nothing get in the way of the mission. Peter one day figures out and says, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." And what does Jesus tell him in response? After the "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah," he says that he's going up to Jerusalem to be arrested and beaten and crucified and die and on the third day rise from the dead. And Peter says, "Never, Lord, never." No. Let nothing get in the way of the mission, because he's not here in order to have Christmas songs sung to him and to simply celebrate how wonderful he is. He came into this world for your soul and mine. He came to be as John the Apostle would put it later, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And that's the glory that he seeks, to be the one who laid down his life for you. Your one true friend who will be that true friend no matter what has happened in your life, no matter what you have done, he will be there for you. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Is there anyone like him? Can there be anybody else taking even a part of that place? The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so the angels, they are sent to exactly the people that is the right ones to hear about this Lamb of God. Shepherds out in the field. They're watching over their sheep. And the angels invite them to go see the true Lamb of God. And so Jesus claims that humble place of glory because he is the gentle Almighty. He is the ruler over all who stoops down to wash his disciples' feet. He is the Holy One who bears the sin of the world. He is the one to take the lowest place so that he can bring you into the highest place. What a strange glory. But that is exactly the kind of glory that we need for Jesus to have coming among us. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We join in speaking the Apostles' Creed as in our bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated, and at this time we gather our tithes and offerings. rise for prayer. Our Lord and Savior Jesus, we ask you, brighten this night with your presence for those who are lonely and those who are suffering from illnesses, for Carol Newman, who is in the hospital, for those who have lost loved ones, for our men and women in the armed service who are far from home on this night. Watch over them. Guard and keep your people and strengthen our faith and lead us in our walk with you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear us, Emmanuel, Lord Jesus Christ, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and eternally. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels, archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In the beginning you created all things by your word, and in the fullness of time your word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Let your word made flesh dwell richly among us, that faithfully eating his body and drinking his blood, we may receive the fullness of your grace and truth in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lord Jesus, We rise. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. And we sing. Let us pray. O God, the Father, fount and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Christ is my light and my life. Let us pray this Christmas that others may see the light of Christ and know the faith, hope, and love that he brings. Lord, grant that we may carry the light of Christ to the whole world. We pray for the lonely. May know. We pray for those who grieve the loss of loved ones. We pray for peace, Prince of Peace, that the nations of the world may turn away from war. We pray for the poor, they may have shelter, food, and clothing, and may know the friendship of Christ who came in poverty on Christmas night. We pray for those who despair. Child of Bethlehem, may they see in you hope of a world. And their hope too. We pray for missionaries. This Christmas season, O Savior, renew, refresh, and strengthen them through the power of the gospel and the message they bring. We pray for our church. Enable us to bring light to darkness and joy to those living in sadness as we tell the story of Jesus' birth. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Is the light of my life. The Word became flesh and lived among us. We have seen his glory, glory of the only begotten, came from the Father, full of grace and truth. now may the grace of God the Father, who sent his Son into the world, the love of Jesus Christ, who bore our sins to the cross, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, who has called us to faith in Jesus, be with and preserve you.